It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. It is Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. It's kind of significant. It's, well, I won't say what day it is, but let's say a lot of people will be happy around here tomorrow. Anyway, welcome to the show, and we are broadcasting from the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink, sponsored by City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. The City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. I'm not sure, Christy, if you're familiar with our settings here. You've been here once before.
I have been here once before, and this is definitely a sink with, or a kitchen with no sink.
That's right. And my best friend right there, the refrigerator. But yeah, it's all been reorganized, and a little white tornado named Tracy went through here the other day. So anyway, we have tickets upon tickets upon tickets. The only thing we don't have that we had yesterday, we don't have Cardinals tickets. Can you believe we had four tickets and a parking pass to the Arizona Cardinals game tomorrow night against Seattle?
It was some lucky winner. Way
right?
to go. Enjoy that game.
Right. Well, I don't know if anyone won them, but they're not around.
Yeah. Someone got lucky.
They don't stick around very often when they're Cardinals tickets. But anyway, we do have Marlon Wayans tickets. We had a winner yesterday. It's the Wild Child Tour, Saturday, October 4th, so a couple Saturdays from now, at the Tropicana Laughlin, and that is an 8 p.m. show, and we'll send you there with two, I don't know, maybe Marissa will be generous and give away four. I don't know if we can, but I could make that decision and possibly make that happen. So call the office when I advise you to, 928-855-9336. Don't call the Speak Out Room. We're going to be kind of busy in here with lots of tickets and lots of stuff to talk about. It's Education Week here on Speak Out. Yeah, that's why we had the Taste of Havasu people in yesterday. And Carol left us two tickets to Taste of Havasu. And those are $25 in advance, $30 at the gate. It's on October 23rd. That's a Thursday, 4:30 to 7 at the Rodeo Grounds out at Sarah Park. And it benefits always K-12 Foundation for the Lake Havasu Unified School District. So I'm going to pick and choose between those tickets and ASU tickets. ASU plays Friday night against Texas Christian. So you went to University of Wyoming.
I did. I graduated from the University of Wyoming. Go Cowboys!
We were in Mountain West Conference. I say we because I went to UNLV. So UNLV and Wyoming at each other's throats, no matter what sport. You guys were always good. We were just good in basketball at the time. Now they're really good at football, but, and then you went from there, actually you were you born and raised in Wyoming?
I was born and raised in Casper.
Nice.
And then went to school in Laramie. Wyoming, University of Wyoming, and straight from the University of Wyoming, I came to Lake Havasu in 1991.
Oh, boy. Was that a shocker?
It was a shocker. We actually came down for the first time in August. I don't think I have ever experienced a drier heat than that moment in time. Mm-hmm. But I remember clearly there were three stoplights and a Taco Bell, and that's all I really needed.
In 91, I said it was like walking into an oven. Now, these days, I say it's like walking into an air fryer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Sean Buckley from Go Lake Havasu is from the Wyoming area.
I did not know
that. Yeah, from the Wyoming part of the country. I think he is from Casper, too,
all right.
If I remember right. So, anyway, we're talking to Christy Olson. She's the Director of Student Achievement, and you were here last year with Jamie Festa Daigle, who has since moved to the High Country.
Yes, she
right.
has.
So what differences are there now? Is this a relatively new office, or I remember when she took this over, it seemed like it was a new department at the time.
Right, and I guess newly named, and our department is called the Department of Student Achievement, and
right.
that is what our focus is supporting students' achievement in Lake Havasu Unified School District.
What does that mean, ultimately, when you look at test scores and you look at academics and extracurricular and just everything else that goes with a student possibly getting a 4.0 or higher if it's weighted? And I want to talk about the GPAs, too.
Okay.
But what does all that mean, student achievement?
So student achievement really, I mean, test scores are a huge part of student achievement. That's how we measure, and that's a common measurement that everyone can understand. But student achievement really revolves around the whole child. Mm-hmm. And so our department is focused on supporting teachers, principals, educational assistants, so that they can do the best work possible to help students achieve academically, socially, in the fine arts, all of the things that make a student happy and successful.
So recently, now, as far as student achievement goes, of course, the first thing I think of is grades.
Yep.
But recently, I don't know if it's been 2, 3, 4 years, students' GPAs apparently now, I found this out last year with this past year with graduation, are no longer on the transcripts. Their GPA, even their weighted GPAs, even top, they don't have class rank either. No, I think the GPAs are, but not the class rank. That's
right.
It. That
right,
was it.
Right. So GPAs are still on student transcripts, and yes, there is still class ranking.
Really?
Yes, and any student who wants to know their class ranking at Lake Havasu High School can go in, they can talk to their counselor, and they can know their class ranking. It is not as public as it used to be when my kids went to school, because it does create a lot of competition and, maybe some unfair practices within kids, to get that
really?
Higher ranking. And so it isn't as advertised as it was. It's a little more private than it used to be. But yes, any student who wants to know their ranking, go in, talk to your high school counselor, and they can let you know what your class ranking
interesting.
Is.
Interesting. Okay. And how else do you help students as far as achieving their goals goes? And do you go above and beyond what a counselor would do, for example?
Oh, absolutely. So our department works really closely with teachers. And our focus is on two major pathways. What is being taught and how is it being taught? So we support teachers in teaching the adopted curriculum to the best of their ability, making sure they can get through the curriculum in a semester or in a year, depending on the class. And then really defining for teachers in our district this common language of what good teaching looks like and sounds like and how it is executed in a classroom so that all kids can succeed.
Okay. So there's a big emphasis right now on Arizona's ranking, the state as a whole, and how students are doing when they graduate. We're finding that students are not getting, what is it I want to say? They're not achieving in math. They're not achieving in English or what's the other one? Sciences.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
There's an underachieving going on, especially in Arizona, where we're ranked like near the bottom
right.
in the nation as far as test scores go, especially. How do we improve that? And is anyone accountable for that?
Right. And that's a great question. And unfortunately, Arizona is ranked near the bottom of the 50 states at this point in time. And it's a collective responsibility. It starts at home. It starts with families making sure that students are at school, that attendance is highly valued, that students are on time, that homework is done, that students have books to read. And then, you know, all the way up, it's on the teachers. Are they teaching the curriculum? Are they using best practices? Is the principal holding teachers accountable for those things? Is the district office supporting principals and teachers? It's a collective responsibility of the entire community to support public education.
Is the district office supporting teachers and other, you know, the schools themselves? Because you have the schools, obviously, and all the kids go to those individual classes, and you have the teachers, and then you have the administration. Is it as connected as it could be?
We can always do better.
Really?
But I hope that we are supporting teachers and principals in a way we haven't before. I know that my department in particular, my three coaches, have done over 100 observations in classrooms this quarter and walk through with principals, helping principals give feedback to teachers. So I feel like we are on the pathway of really connecting the district office with the schools, because it isn't two separate things. We are the school district.
You say your coaches. What does that mean?
So I am the director of student achievement, and my department has three academic coaches in our department. We have a math coach, an ELA coach, and then we have an assessment and accountability coach.
Okay. We do have a question via text.
Okay.
This is talk radio, not just listen radio, folks. And you can also text it. See the caricature right there?
I see.
That's AI at work. How about
I love
that?
It.
No, I don't. Not flattering at all. And it's 928-727-5566 is the text number for KNTR. And I, as a parent, called the high school to ask about my senior's class ranking and was told that they, in all caps, do not keep track of that anymore. She graduated last year.
Okay.
So how do you answer that?
I would say please reach out again and direct your call to the counseling office. And if you happen to know who your student's counselor is, mm-hmm. ask to speak to that person directly.
I think that would be important. I don't know. Maybe it's just me with college admissions,
yeah,
something
absolutely.
Like that, or
yes.
scholarships, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you help point kids to scholarships opportunities?
I do not, but the high school counselors do, and they are great at that work.
Okay. And what goals do you have now that Jamie's gone and you took over the position? What goals do you have for your office that she may not have had?
Sure. Dr. Festa Daigle definitely left some big shoes to fill, I will say that. And our department has one goal this year, and that is to support and raise student achievement.
What is that goal?
Right.
To what?
So ultimately, student achievement is measured in test scores, and mm-hmm. we want to see our student achievement test scores go up. And we're being really, really transparent, like we never have before, with the school board. And so I am making a presentation every month to the school board about different aspects of assessment, accountability. Where are we in student achievement? Where could we go? What do we need?
I did do a little bit of research before the show, and I said, okay, who is Christy Olson? You know, who is this new director of student achievement? And a couple of people, they said, well, can't really tell you who she is, but we could tell you that she's taking names. She's doing very well. That's what I said. Don't coast. Don't let your head get too big going out the door. But I'm just saying that this person or people, they said that, yeah, she's taking names. And you know the other words, right?
I do.
Perfect. All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Is this talk radio?
Not just listen radio. Hey, David Diaz, how are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Great.
A question, I just heard the last answer to the parent who called the high school and they were told they don't keep rankings. So, but I don't think we got a clear answer. Why would someone at the school say that to a parent, because I've heard that in numerous occasions. I also had we were at some meeting not too long ago, and that student even said that he's a senior and he's having a hard time getting college to look at him because they don't rank the students anymore. So why would someone at the high school give that answer to a parent and not just, well, go ahead and call the counselor? So I'm just confused.
Yeah. Hi, David. Christy Olson, thank you for your call. Appreciate
Hi,
your
Christy,
question.
Hi, Christy. How you doing?
Something to sink your teeth into right there,
right,
this
and,
issue.
Right. And I don't know if it was miscommunication with, you know, within the high school, but we certainly want to be totally transparent with, you know, where is my child in their class ranking? And so I apologize that that happened to that parent. That shouldn't happen. But we will make sure that if a parent calls, that they're able to get that information.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, we even have it, and I just remember where I'm a member of the London Bridge Rotary Club, and every month we do a student of the month, seniors of the month, and we had a group of four seniors not too long ago, and one of them mentioned that he's trying to get his ranking, but he can't get it from the high school, and it's hurting him when getting into the college. So just maybe it's an issue we need to look at a little deeper.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. We can hear from the public and from parents and families and students that this is really important to them, and so we want to address that and make sure that people have the information that they need to move forward.
All right, David.
100% agreed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, David Diaz, councilman, making this talk radio, not just listen radio. And that person that asked the original question did text back and clarified that she did go through the counseling
office. Okay, all right.
So.
Please let your listeners out there know that this is something that we will address throughout the district. So,
another text question. You guys are really active today. I really appreciate it. How is your relationship with the new board? There seems to be a lot of rumors that they treat stuff horribly. Is that true? There's two questions. They seem to be really working to make positive changes. How would you respond to that?
So I think that our department, our district, really has a strong relationship with the board. This board is focused on the importance of student achievement. And let's be honest, like, that's what we all want in this community. We want our students to achieve. And so the board is really asking for that information, which I appreciate. I know the school board is out and about in schools talking to teachers, talking to principals. I appreciate that they're getting the information from boots on the ground.
And you know what's really significant about your answer, they're volunteers.
Yes.
I read that in a post. Somebody said, I'm not sure if they're volunteers, if they work for the district too. And I clarified that our school board members are volunteers. They are unpaid.
That is correct. They are unpaid volunteers serving their community.
Right. All right. We're going to take a short break. It is Education Week. So I felt like pulling out Charlie Brown by the Coasters,
Love
right?
It.
That's an education song. It's about kind of getting into mischief, right? This is that what we called it when we were kids, right?
Sure.
All right. Again, we have Marlon Wayans tickets to give away. Call the office, 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. You want to see one of the Wayans family. I think he's one of the Wayans sons. He's a little young to be one of the Wayans brothers. You know, the core group that did In Living Color. Right.
Yeah.
Remember Fire Marshal Bill?
I do.
That was Jim Carrey on it. That was a crazy show. All right. Marlon Wayans tickets. We're giving them away right now. 928-855-9336. If you just happen to want to go to Tempe and see the Arizona State Sun Devils play TCU. Do you know their mascot, by the way?
It's a horned frog.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Wow. She wasn't even looking at my notes. The horned frogs. Yeah. And LaDainian Tomlinson went there.
Ah.
Yeah. Good school. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Christy Olson, Director of Student Achievement for Lake Havasu Unified School District. David Rose will be on next, not after the break, but after the second break. He's the president of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. So that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Back with more is the Original Coasters. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Cause the English teacher daddy up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. It is Education Week, playing songs all about education. Speak Out, of course, brought to you by City Maytag. We mentioned the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink that Christy Olson is so, so proud of, right?
It is very impressive.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay, it's the Oreos that are impressive.
Mediocrely impressive.
I've got an Oreo addiction all of a sudden. I don't know what it is. Mojave Mortgage, love those guys. Also brought to you by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Just Meats, All the Cuts All the Time, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, by Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and our newest sponsor, A&B Propane. Real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround, abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, I think the next break, I'm going to throw out the, not throw them out, but put them up for grabs, the Taste of Havasu tickets.
Yeah. That is a great event.
Yeah, we have two tickets from the K-12 board. That's the
K-12 Foundation.
K-12 Foundation.
Yep.
Right. We have two tickets that they donated, $50 value, folks, or $60 if you were going to get them at the gate. So a ton of restaurants going to be there, and I'm going to give those away during the next break. So don't call Marissa because she'll narc you out. She'll tell me. She'll tell me if you call early. So anyway, the other thing that I heard complaints about, and I know it sounds like I'm complaining, was the ranking system for, well, let's say when we were in school, you had the valedictorian and the salutatorian, and they gave speeches. I distinctly remember who our salutatorian was because he should have been valedictorian, but he had a bad PE grade. But anyway, I digress. Why shouldn't all of them that work so hard throughout their school career, if you will, right, and got maybe the 4.0 plus in their weighted averages, why shouldn't they all be granted the chance to speak to their classmates?
Well, of course, we want to acknowledge all those kids because that is a lot of hard work. But let's also be honest. If we have, you know, two kids giving speeches, okay, 3, 4, 5, 10 of them, graduation gets pretty long. And it's pretty hot out there.
It depends on the length.
Right.
You know, hold it down to so many words or pages.
Sure,
you
sure.
Know, and just screen it. But I don't know. I know that if I worked that hard in high school, which I had senioritis bad. But if I had worked that hard in high school and I was a valedictorian, I'd be kind of upset.
Yeah, you want that moment.
Especially if I was a parent. That's the kind of parent that, you know, I mean, we're not talking about ordinary parents when their child is valedictorian.
Right, and so that student is a point of pride for the entire community, absolutely.
What would you like to see for the district this year, your first year in your role as a director of student achievement, Christy?
Ultimately, I want the people who work at the schools, our principals and our teachers and our paraprofessionals, to feel supported. I want them to feel that our department is working hard to make their jobs easier and better, and I want student achievement to improve.
Are you the type of leader that wants to keep the department? I'm a under the radar kind of guy. I'm going to support the superintendent if I were in your role in any way I could, but I'd be under the radar. Does that make sense?
Oh.
Seems like you're a little above the radar, especially with presentations to the school board and that.
Yeah, and like I said, we're trying to be really, really transparent about what student achievement is in our district. What defines student achievement? How do we measure it? How do we improve it?
Is there a way to use your electronic resources like the internet, website, that sort of thing, for parents and students to better achieve, if you will?
Absolutely. So all of our curriculum and pacing guides are all on the website. Families have access to those. And many of our curriculums also have online platforms where kids can practice at home, get homework help at home. And I think that is a great resource for parents because parents work hard. A lot of them work during the day. Doing homework in the evening is a lift. And so any support we can give to parents via a platform, an electronic mm-hmm. platform, let's do it.
Now, were you there when there was COVID?
I was.
During the COVID?
I was.
When students were out. Is there a big difference? I heard yesterday during one of the during the roundtable I was listening to on K-12 education from the Arizona Media Association that a lot of students didn't return, at least in Maricopa County, return to school.
Right.
Was that the case here?
We did lose a lot of students to online school. We're hoping that kids and families want to come back to brick-and-mortar school. There is a lot to be gained from being around peers your own age. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to add before I let you go and take the heat of David Rose here?
I just want to remind our elementary families that parent-teacher conferences are coming up on October 2nd and 3rd, so reach out to your school if you haven't set up that conference yet. Fall break is October 6th through 10th, so enjoy that time off. And if you are in elementary school, please know that after-school tutoring will be starting after fall break if you're in need of those kinds of services. And as always, we're transparent. We love to hear from families. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I hope I wasn't too tough on you.
Nah.
It's not every day I get to ask the tough questions.
All right.
But you look like you could take it. Plus, you're from Wyoming.
Yeah.
Cats are Wyoming people, man. You're tough.
And I took your name down.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice. You know, on Snapchat, there's a what is that called? A badge where you're looking like you're in timeout.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to put myself in timeout.
Maybe that should be your permanent look.
Oh, man. She is tough, David. I'm telling you. You think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
I think you're in trouble.
I think I'm in big trouble. Detention for the next year, right? Thank you, Christy. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, Christy Olson, Director of Student Achievement for Lake Havasu Unified School District. Guess what? The governing board president, David Rose, back from Phoenix. He'll be back with more when we come back. And welcome back. That's the song, right?
Yeah.
You know who does it? John Sebastian, The Loving Spoonful.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Taste of Havasu. Two tickets. Call now, 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. Tell Marissa June your name and phone number probably, and we'll have those tickets for you next week. You can come in and pick them up. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. David Rose is up next.
We got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I know Eddie Vedder's a little tough to understand sometimes, you know, his vocals, but it's Jeremy Spoke in Class Today. All right, it's about a kid who's little, you know, never spoke. Kind of got picked on a little bit. Anyway, that's kind of how things were back in the day. That's just, I don't know, is that just kids, David?
It's kids being kids.
Is it kids being kids? You know, you could try to stop it all you want, but it happens, so... And then you have the nice kids who are the unifiers. We
right.
saw that at the Boys and Girls Club a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere by Mojave College. Also, samsguns.com, solar power by SMA Electric, by Doritos Place, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles, LookyLoosHavasu.com. Boy, if you haven't caught Common Ground lately, did you catch it yesterday?
I didn't. I was in meetings all day.
Oh, you were in meetings all day? Five texts, I believe, and at least five texts, and three or four phone calls, and it was about free speech. That was the topic.
Yeah.
And we had the Democrat side, no, that didn't happen. And the conservative side, yes, it did happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where they came together.
I would have loved to have been here for that conversation.
On Common Ground. It was good. It's in the archive. KNTRtalk.com. Just search out Common Ground, just like you can for Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0. So,
you know, and in my view on that, you know, obviously Charlie was a friend of mine, and people have the right, free speech, to say what they want. However, when you work for someone, it doesn't mean you have the right to say that and represent an employee. And an employer has the right to send you packing and
that was a big topic in the Democrat in the discussion said, no, they don't. It's being challenged in courts. And
yeah, well,
just more misinformation.
Right.
Had a caller call up and said, it's a right to work state. You look at your employer cross-eyed, they don't like it, you're gone.
Right.
It is absolutely right. There's no challenge to that. So
yeah.
Anyway, just be careful, folks. You know, it's common sense to me what you're going to put on social media.
Right.
If your employer is against... It is against social media in general, or maybe just a fan of your vacation post, do that.
When, and
if
here's
you want to stay employed.
If you celebrate the death of anyone.
Oh, you can't.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
And you should be terminated. So that's my stance. And
Before we get to, and I didn't even discuss this with you, I probably should have, but I just want to get to something before we get to school board business.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did this all affect you, David?
It has been a rough couple weeks. You know, we spent last week, Crystal and I were at headquarters all week at Turning Point, working along the team there and just, you know, helping them make sure they felt supported and meetings just to help make sure things are ready for the service and coming along. Side them and it was really the atmosphere there. It was.
I asked you that.
It was mixed. You know, the obviously sadness,
the mourning, right?
But also seeing the people that were coming by to support the Turning Point staff, Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Megan Kelly, all in the room, taking time to spend time with the staff, not just going over to the studio and doing the show and leaving. They came in, they loved on the staff because that's what Charlie did, you know.
Right.
He spent time with his team and they just want them to know that, you know, you're supported and we have your back and we're in this fight together. And so when we see these crazy things online and people celebrating Charlie's death, they
gross.
Don't really know who he was. He was the only person that was willing to give the microphone to the other side and give them a voice and have cordial conversation and debate. And so anyway, that's you know, we cannot stop having conversations. And Charlie himself even said, you know, once we stop having conversation, you know, we're in trouble. And that's where we are. We're not talking anymore. We're seeing violence and levels politically more than we ever have. And we just need to be ultra diligent in making sure that we get back to humanity and caring for one another and being able to discuss our differences.
And free speech, I'm sorry, I don't believe in I don't think it's absolute. I think if
right.
you tell lies, how is that free speech? If you yell fire in a theater,
right. yeah.
that's
no.
not free speech.
Correct. Yeah.
You're not free to do that.
I
just don't think that the harmful rhetoric that's out there, it needs to go away.
It is.
And
really
away.
What's happening, people's hearts are being exposed. Because everything we do, it's a heart condition.
Right.
And so if you are celebrating the death of anyone, then you have evil in your heart. And I'll just pray for you.
Yeah, right. What a big moment, too,
when
Erica Kirk forgave
the assassin.
Yeah, I
want to tell
you, that was unbelievable.
The feeling in the room when that happened, you just felt this peace blanket the room.
Relief,
And just this wow. And in that moment, there was not a dry eye
in
the room, and I'm sure at home, people watching.
Right.
But she that's who she is. That is who Christ is in her, and that is who Charlie Kirk was.
Yeah, Charlie, before we get to your school board hat, Charlie had always said on his show, which precedes this show, still, that if he's a man of God or was a man of God that followed God, she's 10 times that. She's the person that put it in, instilled that in him.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting to me. All right, President of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board, you wanted to talk about improving outcomes.
Yeah, it's Education Week, and you know, one thing we always talk about is low test scores, low proficiency ratings, not just in the district but across the state. Arizona, we know, ranks, you know, 40 normally back and forth between 47 and 48 in education across the nation, which is sad. And so really there's two levels of change that has to happen. It has to happen at the state level, and then in the local level. And at the state level, first of all, strengthening standards and curriculum transparency. It must be mandated to districts from the state, to hold school districts accountable for poor performance. They've been working on expanding school choice, so that is something that is already happening in Arizona. States across the nation are looking at that model and how they can implement that. And then focusing on foundational literacy and getting back to, you know, things like phonics, getting back to making sure by the third grade a student is proficient in reading, and if they're not, what is the reason they're not, and how can we help them become successful?
That goes back about 20 years. Jeb Bush as governor of Florida.
Yeah.
I know he's a moderate in that, but he took Florida during his 8 years or whatever as governor from the bottom to the top with the thought that, and they call it the FCAT, by the way, read by third grade. If you can't read at a certain level by third grade, we're going to hold you back.
Right.
And it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And so those are things we really got to have start having common sense conversations. And, you know, one of the things that has happened is there has become this war. This is a conversation people don't like to have, but it's true.
In education there is?
There has become a war on children.
How so?
In education. And you got one side, you got this group of people, and we won't even lump them up into Democrat, Republican. We will lump them up to people that actually care about kids and people that care about their own agendas.
Okay.
And so you've got, because I've had conversations with even, you know, known Democrats in this district who are common sense. They're moderates. They love kids. They just want education. And so we got to be careful to label that all people in one party feel this way and all people in the other party, and get back to conversations and common sense. And so you got this one group that wants great educational outcomes. They want student success. They want students to be equipped for life and to be able to know how to read, write, do arithmetic, all those things, and to be successful. And then you have this other group that wants to indoctrinate kids. This other kid that is more worried.
Explain to people what that means.
Yeah, no, this other group that is more concerned about how we can protect their transgenderism and how we can protect their sexuality and how we can, and we're focused on all of this mental health and things that really the school has no business being involved in. And it is destroying education. It is destroying schools. It is destroying public education. And that's why you see parents pulling their kids out of public school left and right. And because this indoctrination, and it comes from the radical ideology, Marxism, all these things. We see curriculum, we see this push for Marxism in public education, this anti-American, anti-God, all these things. And parents are sick of it. This anti-parents' rights. We see what's happening in California.
I definitely agree with you there.
You know, we see what's happening in California. Mm-hmm. And so it is time for people that truly love kids. And this has been my goal since I've taken the board and a seat on the board and become board president, is to sit at the table with not caring if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I just want you to love kids and want the best for student outcome and the best for the school district, and let's do it together. And let's lay aside our differences that separate us by red and blue. Because at the end of the day, these people that I'm sitting at the table with, they're not into the school taking away parental rights.
Right.
They're not interested in the school in engaging in a student's sexuality. They're interested in, can you read? Do you know how to write? Do you know your ABCs? We got to get back to that. And until we do, we're going to continue to see low proficiency ratings. We're going to continue to see the state of Arizona stay at 47-48. We're going to continue to see 35% proficiency in reading, writing, and arithmetic because we've lost the focus on the kids.
Is that to say that the IEP, Individual Education Plan, is that to say that type of paperwork or you know, program doesn't belong?
No. I think those are needed. We need to be helping students. No, that is a separate issue.
I kind of misunderstood that.
Yeah, no, that is a separate issue. Uh-huh. That is for children who are having trouble in learning or maybe have learning disabilities.
Right.
You know, so that's a whole separate conversation.
So the autistic kid still belongs in school.
Absolutely.
No child left behind
Correct.
Is okay.
We need to equip everybody.
I'm kind of at odds with that.
No, here's the thing.
The No Child Left Behind.
No, that so this is what that has done is it has taken a student who doesn't know how to read or write, and we're going to go on and pass them on to the next grade.
Yes.
That's dangerous. We are looking at completely in this district banning that ideology.
Oh.
I've been having those conversations.
Really?
And all we're doing is hurting kids. We're not helping them. Because what you're saying is, hey, you haven't achieved, you've not met the standards, to be a good student or the requirement. You've not met the requirements to move on to the next grade, but we're going to promote you anyway. And it's like the sports teams mm-hmm. that have started handing out trophies to everybody instead of just the winning team. We all get a trophy.
I heard there's a league where nobody keeps score.
Yeah,
in Bullhead City.
Yeah, and it's just, what are we doing? We're mm-hmm. destroying education. We're destroying the future of children. And we got to come back to the table, and we got to have open dialogue about this.
We got about 3 minutes left, maybe four. And I was talking this morning about financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Story in the paper, HavaseyNews.com. We're towards the very top of debt for adults 18 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
The very top. 75% of their credit score or their credit that they have available is gone. They're paying rotating, you know, balances
right.
in that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have, instead of the school, you know, that class being in 9th, 10th grade, shouldn't that be in, like, your senior year or your junior year when you're about to get a credit card?
I think financial literacy needs to be implemented starting in elementary school on low levels.
Understandability is tough.
Understanding, yeah, no, you've got to create curriculum that is based on, you know, the understanding of the student. And starting with making sure they know how to count money at the right grade level. And then working their way up to when their senior year, they understand the seriousness of being in debt. They understand the seriousness of maxing out a credit card, really teaching them if you have a credit card and you have we'll just use this as an example. Most people, when they turn 18, you get a credit card in the mail and, you know, it's $300 to $500 credit limit. You know, build your credit off that card. So if you have a $500 limit, you really should only spend $50 and then pay it off. And that's it, to really successfully build your credit score. And instead, these students, if they're not learning financial accountability and literacy, they're going to go and just spend all the $500 and, oh, what do I do now? I have to pay this off. So just having those conversations, implementing that in our schools, I think, is extremely important. There are some great opportunities that we're looking into. Even from successful business owners in the community who want to come and really mentor and come alongside our students and help them be successful.
We need to teach kids the value of a dollar, too.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, help them buy a car. Don't buy a car for them.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm just saying there's a lot of that going on. Teach your kids the value of the dollar.
Right.
You know, that's how you get into credit trouble and that. Want versus need.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, anyway, that's it. Do we have anything more
that
you want to talk about? No? I was just told I didn't introduce my first guest enough. I'm like, I introduced her like three or four times, right? I don't know.
Chris Nielsen does an amazing
People
job.
That want to be talk show hosts, they do that. So, here you go. I get these texts all the time. Exactly. Until you sit in this chair, you don't know, right? All right, that is David Rose, president of Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. Lake Havasu Unified School District number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Number one.
All right. I'm not used to seeing you this even keel.
Yeah, no, it's been just getting back into the mode. I've been in Phoenix the last couple weeks, and so
I got you.
resetting our wheels and getting back on the ground and hitting the pavement.
All right. This is Grade 9 by a group called Bare Naked Ladies from Canada.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. Let you know who's on tomorrow. Here's a hint. It's affiliated, or he's affiliated, kind of, with Turning Point USA.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us on Speak Out.
They called me Eddie.
If I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
All right, on tomorrow's show, Chris Thomas from the Goldwater Institute. He's gonna talk about how superintendents around the state, not saying in Mojave County, just around the state, can pad their salaries. And it's a real issue right now. And Lake Havasu High School teacher Brian Zemetel. He is the advisor for the Turning Point USA Club at Lake Havasu High School. And I believe it's called Club America now. So we'll have him and head football coach Carl Thompson talk about the game at COFA this Friday. We'll see you.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.